Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time to study your Word. Help us to listen carefully to your voice, and I pray that your Spirit and your Word will continue to change our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm beginning on page 40 of the workbook, and those of you who have not purchased the workbook, please open your Bibles to Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37 is what we'll look at today. We're going to mark every reference to Jesus with a cross. We're going to draw an arrow under each mention of the word disciples. And we're going to mark the word kill or killed with a tombstone symbol. And we're going to draw an upward arrow over the word rise. Okay, so we have several markings there. Again, we're looking at Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37. From there, they went out and began to go through Galilee. And please mark the word they, and that would be referring to Jesus and the disciples. So I have two markings there. And he did not want anyone to know about it. So mark he for Jesus. The next verse, for he was teaching his disciples and telling them. So mark he and his for Jesus. Mark disciples and them for, of course, referring to the disciples, them as well. The Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men. So mark Son of Man for Jesus, and they will kill him. So mark him, and when he has been killed, so mark killed, he will rise 3 days later. So mark the word rise. But they did not understand this statement, mark they for the disciples, and they were afraid to ask him, mark they again, mark him for Jesus. Verse 33, they came to Capernaum, so mark they again with the two markings referring to Jesus and the disciples. And when he was in the house, mark he for Jesus, he began to question them. Again, mark he, mark them. What were you discussing on the way? Mark you, referring to the disciples. But they kept silent, mark they for disciples, for on the way they had discussed with one another which of them was the greatest. So mark they, mark one another, mark them for the disciples. Sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, so mark he for Jesus, mark the 12, mark them for the disciples. If anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Taking a child, he set him before them, so mark he for Jesus, mark them for disciples. And taking him arms, so mark his, he said to them, mark he for Jesus, mark them for disciples. Whoever receives one child like this in my name receives me. So mark my and me for Jesus. And whoever receives me does not receive me, So mark me and me for Jesus, but him who sent me. So mark him and me. Okay, so those were all the verses there that we're reading and the markings. I will reread the text as always without interruption. Again, beginning in verse 30, it says, from there they went out and began to go through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know about it. For he was teaching his disciples and telling them, the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he has been killed, he will rise 3 days later. But they did not understand the statement, and they were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he began to question them, what were you discussing on the way? But they kept silent, for on the way they had discussed with one another which of them was the greatest. Sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, if anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Taking a child, he set him before them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one child like this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me does not receive me, but him who sent me. Okay, and as always, we have questions that we're going to respond to look deeper at the text. So the first question is, what was Jesus teaching and telling the disciples? And to answer that, I'm just going to read or reread verse 31. And it says, for he was teaching his disciples and telling them, the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he has been killed, he will rise 3 days later. Okay. The next question says, did his disciples understand what Jesus was saying? How did they respond? Well, they did not understand what Jesus was sharing, and they were afraid to ask him what he meant. Okay, we read that in verse 32. Moving on to the next question, it says, what were the disciples focused on as they walked with Jesus to Capernaum? And what insight do you get from verse 34 about the subject of their discussion? Well, they were discussing with one another which of them was the greatest. So they were focused on themselves and not what Jesus just shared about his death and resurrection. Okay, the next question. So what did the teacher do? And we see that, of course, in verse 35. It says here, sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, if anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. So he began to teach them, and we'll see more of that as we look further down at the next couple of verses. The next question says, what do you learn from this text about wanting to be greater than others? Okay, whoever wants to be greater than others in God's kingdom, he must serve others. And Jesus is our example of serving others. We're going to study Mark 10 shortly, and in verse 45 of chapter 10, it says, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Okay, so again, Jesus was teaching, as we saw in verse 35, if anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Again, Jesus came not to be served, but to serve others. Okay, moving on to question 6. What connection do you see between what Jesus said about greatness and what he said and did in verses 36 and 37? Okay, again, 36 says, taking a child, he set him before them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one child like this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me does not receive me, but him who sent me. If someone extends themselves to a child in the Lord's name, that is showing love and kindness to a child who cannot reciprocate, that person not only belongs to Christ, but also to the one who sent Christ into the world. So to be great in God's kingdom is to be, again, servant of all, one who is truly a follower of Christ. And the last question says, so what would it look like for you to live in light of his words today? Well, we have opportunities all around us on a daily basis to extend ourselves in practical ways to others without wanting or expecting anything in return. It may be as simple as listening to a friend sharing their heart. It may be praying for someone, sharing a meal with someone in need, or even sharing the gospel. As part of our prayers each day, we can ask the Lord to open our eyes and our hearts to the needs around us. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.